Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 309, 89 degrees, another beautiful day in Northeast Pennsylvania on this Thursday, July 24th, 2025. You can also get us wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. You favorite us. You have it put to your inbox each and every day. You get a new series of podcasts each and every day. We are also found on all iHeartRadio platforms now as well, thanks to a partnership with Odyssey and iHeartRadio. So pretty much find us everywhere. Just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. Just another day of loss, I guess. The infamous Hulk Hogan. Tony Bellaio. It's just another tragic loss added to the list in the past week. And, you know, if you were an 80s kid or young man, young woman, you know, this was the icons of that time. I was looking through some audio and some video today, and we pulled up a couple. One of them is a 1984 match of Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik. And I remember watching that live on TV. I believe it was Madison Square Garden, but I remember vividly watching that live. And then more recently, just a few days after the attempted assassination of President, well, then candidate Donald Trump, Hulk Hogan did speak at the Republican National Convention. And really was one of the more monumental speakers. It was just hours after J.D. Vance was announced as the vice president for the ticket. And the rest is history. So we also pulled that audio up for you today to play it. And listen, it's partisan, but it is the RNC. And I get it. He was a supporter of this president, as many of you are, as I am. And if you follow this show, if you follow the transition of that, you can call whatever names you want to these people. I know people in local media love to do that. People on other shows love to label and call names. But I've been very open about the, you know, who I supported through the primaries, through the election, and today. And when it came down between a choice of, at first it was Joe Biden and Donald Trump, it was an easy choice for me. And then when it became Kamala Harris, by default, almost, because the voters, the Democrats out there who are listening, and I know you're listening, didn't really have a choice in that matter. It was put upon you, and you got stuck with it, and you see how it turned out for you. Again, a no-brainer, and I'm fine with my vote. I'm fine with a lot of the things that are going on. Nothing's perfect, but we don't live in a perfect world. So I'll take the wins and tell those in power to try and do better with the losses as we move forward. Again, there's a lot of work to do. We've seen you know, stories today of a lot of progress with our border, but yet I have a story later today at the just before the 5 o'clock hour of actually that's not it's later in it, there was another story at the 5 o'clock hour, but I have a story today where Iranian nationals who have weapons charges have been caught at our northern border. So even though there is a ton of progress going on, the danger at our borders is not subsided. There are still entities out there that don't like America, that don't like Americans, and love the fact that we're at each other's throat rather than looking outward towards the outward threats. But quite seriously, there was, you know, Iranian nationals at our northern border that you know, are using our systems against us. So even though there's a lot of progress there, there's still a lot to be worried about. And I just hope it doesn't take something like a national tragedy to where we are under threat to kind of put aside some of the partisanship. You know, I talked about the Centers for Medicaid report that they did an audit in 2024, yesterday or the day before. 2 days ago. It was published yesterday. And I talked about the story, and I posted the story on my social media. And numerous people, when it was posted on WILK's Facebook page, was like, well, you have no proof of this. Well, okay, well, here's the story. Well, that's not proof or evidence. It's just a story. okay, well, here's the audit and press release from the Centers of Medicaid, the official government agency that handles Medicaid. Well, we don't know how accurate that is. Well, you said there was no proof or evidence. Now I've provided you proof or evidence, and now you're saying you don't like the proof or evidence that I show you. You don't trust it, and that's fine. I can't make you like or trust the evidence that I put out there, but don't say there's none. Just say simply, I don't trust it or agree with it. Okay, well, that we can come to a conclusion on. You have every right not to believe the evidence that's in front of you, but don't say things like, well, there's no evidence here. And then put out hypotheticals like, well, this could be someone at DOGE that's at this agency that's putting out this information. Well, now there's a lot of could-be, would-bes, and should-bes. Well, what happened to there's no evidence or facts? I gave you the evidence of facts. The Centers for Medicaid put out reports that said that, you know, they found this double dipping where people were registered in two states or taking the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid, which you can't do because we're supplementing both, the taxpayer. And somebody came in and says, well, no individual is benefiting from getting Medicaid in two states. And you're 100% correct. You could be getting Medicaid in 10 states. You're not benefiting anymore. If you have Medicaid, you have Medicaid. It's covering your health insurance. You don't get Medicaid double since you're getting it in two states. But you know who is benefiting? The states. Because if you're on the roll in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, you as the individual aren't benefiting anymore. You're getting Medicaid coverage. That's all you're getting. But both states are now getting subsidies from the federal government for you having Medicaid, which is why the states are fighting this so much, because they said in this audit, 1.2 million people were doing that. So, yes, the states are benefiting from that, and that's why they're so against this happening. So that just goes what we deal with out there. You know, if I bring you a story and you say, well, there's no proof or facts of this, and I say, well, here's the proof or facts. You could believe them or not. Usually they're directly from the source. In this case, it was directly from Medicaid. But then to start changing the goalposts and saying, well, what if, and I don't think this, and well, that's not what you started with. You started with there were no facts or evidence of this, and I provided that to you. So we can agree to disagree. That's fine. That's what America's about. But enough with the gaslighting of, you know, there's no there, and I understand this day in media, that's what you've been brought to as far as, you know, what's happening there. Jake, how long is the RNC with Hulk Hogan? You think we should run it? Do you? Yeah, we'll just run it now. So in honor of Hulk Hogan, here's one of his 2024 RNC speech.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know something? When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title. Or maybe I thought the vibe was so intense, the energy was so crazy, it felt like maybe I was going to press that no-good stinky giant over my head and slam him through the mat, brother. But what I found out was I was in a room full of real Americans, brother. And at the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero, that gladiator, we're going to bring America back together, one real American at a time, brother. You know something? I've seen some great tag teams in my time. Hulk Hogan and, ooh, yeah, the Macho Man Randy Savage. But you know something? I see the greatest tag team of my life standing upon us, getting ready to straighten this country out for all the real Americans. You know, even though you guys are real Americans, you better get ready. Because when Donald J. Trump becomes the president of the United States, all the real Americans are going to be nicknamed Trumpites, because all the Trumpites are going to be running wild for 4 years. So with the power of Donald J. Trump and all the Trumpites running wild, America is going to get back on track. And like Donald J. Trump said, America is going to be great again. You know, when I look out and I see all the real Americans, I think about how Donald Trump, his family was compromised. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero and they tried to kill the next president of the United States? Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again. You know something, Trumpites? I didn't come here as Hulk Hogan, but I just had to give you a little taste. You know, my name is Terry Bollea. And as an entertainer, I love you too. And as an entertainer, I tried to stay out of politics. But after everything that's happened to our country over the past 4 years, and everything that happened last weekend, I can no longer stay silent. I'm here tonight because I want the world to know that Donald Trump is a real American hero. And I'm proud to support my hero as the next president of this United States. You know, guys, I've known Donald Trump for over 35 years. You know, hold on a second. I just had a flashback, man. This is really tripping. You know, the last time I was up on stage, Donald Trump was sitting at ringside at the Trump Plaza. I was bleeding like a pig, and I won the world title right in front of Donald J. Trump. And you know something? He's gonna win in November, and we're all gonna be champions again when he wins. And like I said, I've known that man for over 35 years. And he's always been the biggest patriot, and he still is. He's always told you exactly what he thought, and he still does, brother. And no matter the odds, he always finds a way to win. And when he's back in our White House, America is going to start winning again. You know, guys, over my career, I've been in the ring with some of the biggest, some of the baddest dudes on the planet. And I've squared off against warriors, savages. And I've even, like I said, body slammed giants in the middle of the ring. And I know tough guys. But let me tell you something, brother. Donald Trump is the toughest of them all. They've thrown everything at Donald Trump. All the investigations, the impeachments, the court cases, and he's still standing and kicking their butts. You know, we never had it better than the Trump years. Back then, we had a thriving economy. We had strong borders. We had safe streets. We had peace and respect around the world. But then we lost it all in a blink of an eye. Crime is out of control. The border is out of control. The price of food and gas and housing is out of control. And the only person who can clean this up is Donald Trump. You know, guys, I really, really love this country. And I've lived the American dream. And I want my kids, your kids, and all those little teeny Hulkamaniacs out there to live the American dream too. This November, guys, we can save the American dream for everyone. And Donald Trump is the president who will get the job done. So all you criminals, all you lowlifes, all you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother? God bless you, and thank you.